Okay, welcome. Okay, so as a Hashem, I think this week we're going to start doing three shiurim, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. If that's okay, I think the Toelas Tzibur. I'll be willing to give shiurim, as long as, but I know. We're going to have to start Hilchas Aveilus, and then people go away for the summer. I'm just being Roes Anolad. And I also don't believe in rushing. If I could say over doubly quick the material, and you'll know nothing. So there's no Tovelis in that either. So, okay. So, the Gemara in Kiddushin on Chof Hei Amud Aleph tells us the following. Mesover Rebbe Dini Tvila Amar Avin Amar Rava Amar Rav Yitzchak Packet 25a Maase B'Shivcha Shal Beis Rebbe Shetovla V'Olsa V'Nimtza Etzem Ben Shineha. So she went to the mikveh, and then she found a bone between her teeth. V'tzricha Rebbe Tvila Acheres. And Rebbe required her to do another tvila, because that was a hatzitza. So the verse says, Nehid b'yas mayim b'inam, mokam haroy l'b'yas mayim b'inam. In other words, you don't need water to go into your mouth. Right, no one has to be tovel with their mouth open, but you need roi l'bias mayim. Means that it should be roi, that if your mouth would be open, then the water would get to wherever it could get, and there's nothing obstructing. So hence there is a din chatzitza, even in the mouth, meaning this is called the din of beis hastarim, that something that is not megula, not on the external part of the body, on the internal part of the body, so requires water to potentially be able to go on, even though in the actuality it will not touch any of the internal parts. Because Rav Zeira and the Gemara says that's like Rav Zeira. We're packet 25a for those that are just walked in. Packet 25a. We also pointed out those coming in that this week we're going to do Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday for Bez Hashem. Okay. Rav Zeira, the Amar Rav Zeira called Aroy Labila Ein Bila Makevis. V'she'ein Aroy Labila Bila Makevis. That in a carbon mincha, so you have the solas, and you have the oil, and you're supposed to mix the oil with the flour. Supposed to mix the oil with the flour. So even if you didn't mix, it's good enough, as long as you put enough oil in that it is mixable. But if you just put too little oil, so it's not really mixable because there's not enough liquid there, so then it's no good. So that's the concept. When you have a korban mincha and you put the oil in the flour, so there has to be enough oil that potentially it would be mixable. And if potentially it won't be mixable, then it's not good. So the same thing over here. But even though you don't need water to go in your mouth, but potentially you have to have the ability. The water should, if it would go in, then it would be able to cover all the areas inside the body. So, the obvious question that is raised by Tosfos in Nida on page 3 on Samach Vav on the base is that if you're making this comparison to a Korban Mincha, so by a Korban Mincha, of course, when you put the oil in, even if you put enough oil in, l'chadchila, you're supposed to mix it. No one says l'chadchila, it's just enough to put the oil in the flour and not mix. Everyone agrees l'chadchila is supposed to mix. So why don't we find the din l'chadchila that you're supposed to open your mouth when you go into the mikvah? Just if you wanted it to be parallel to Korban Mincha, then you should have to open. And we know we never find such a halacha that anyone says that it's a chumra l'chadchila that one should open the mouth. So that's Tosas Kasha on page 3 on Samach Vav Amid Beis. The last three lines before the line, the top Tosas, the last three lines before the lines get wide. The last word on the line, Vim Tomar, Vamay lo be'in and be'as mayim l'chadchila be'beis astarim, kemovila ukriya b'chalitza uvebikurim, v'shlomar, the ain't svar gabi tefila shlok pita Torah el shi'itayar ha'odom. V'ain lo m'chadchil li boi, d'chev de b'dyevet Torah l'chadchil nami lo boi, v'tala lo tefila. So, aval bilo, mikur mikur, v'chalitza mitzvah sninu. So the way that's said over, like Rav Shechter says it over, is that what? That going to the mikveh is a matir. It makes you tohar. It's not necessarily a mitzvah, it's a matir. So when it comes to a doraisa, a matir is either good or no good. There's no lechatchilas in bidyevitz. In contrast to a mitzvah, where a mitzvah, you can have l'chadchilas and b'dievitz. So, doing the korban mincha, that's a mitzvah. So, b'meil l'chadchila, you should mix it. B'dievit, even if you didn't mix it, it's good enough as long as it potentially could be mixed. So, that's the concept of l'chadchilas and b'dievitz. But by a matir, by going to the mikveh, just matirs you to now you could eat patara, whatever it is, the yitohar, with the labailo, whatever. So that it's either good or no good. You don't have different levels on a deraisa level. The Avnei Nezer, interesting, uses this tosis when he's discussing whether kedushin is a mitzvah or not. There's a question whether kedushin is a mitzvah or is it just a matir for peruru? And so he wants to say the Avnei Nezer that since he has the concept of l'chadchilas and b'dievet mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, so maybe that indicates that it's a mitzvah. And then he himself says he's not so sure, and perhaps like someone pointed out that it could be that that's only on the Darabana level, the mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho by kedushin. Okay, whatever the case may be. Okay, so you need Roy Labias Mayim. So there was an old question in the Poskim. I was telling you about it, we mentioned it last time. This is the old question. If you want to see, yeah, you have the packets here. On page, we're in packet 25A, on page 36. About uterine prolapse, that was the issue. Uterine prolapse means, I'm quoting from the mayoclinic.com, tools for healthier lives. So uterine prolapse means your uterus has descended from its position in the pelvis rather further than... So meaning the uterus is caving down. So that's not such a good thing. So you got to keep it up. So you put something in there, some type of tabas, to keep it up, that it shouldn't cave down. So that's called the uterine... That condition is the uterine prolapse, and they need a some type of ring, an internal ring, to keep it up. In the poskim, they also have another term for this thing, this ring. In the poskim, we'll see, they call it a bagel, because it's like, it looks like a bagel. So this ring. And the question is whether a woman could go to the mikveh with that inside of her. Or is that considered a chatzitza? Because just like we said, there's a chatzitza in the mouth, because you need royal bias mayim, because it's called beis hastarim. And beis hastarim means royal bias mayim, even though the water is not getting there. So too, inside vaginally, you might also need, royal bias mayim, and called the beis hastarim as well, and that's the question. What do we say now? That maybe the vaginal area is not called beis hastarim. There is another category halakhically, which is called makom balua. In other words, whenever there's an opening in the body, so one part, so the beginning is called the beis hastarim, then you need royal bias mayim. But if you go further in, then obviously over there, you don't have to have royal bias mayim, because that's too far in. That's called the makom balua. Right, I think the Nodi Yehuda maybe writes one tshuva. No one says that, before you go to the mikveh, you have to vomit up everything, so to make sure that there's nothing there. Right, obviously not, because that's too far in. That's a makom balua, and what?
How far is makom balua? As long as external things are
reached. Right, so that's what we have to define. What is called beis hastarim? And what is the makom balua? Where do we draw the line? So the Rishonim, the Tosfos HaRosh, on page 5, says the following. So if you look on the second column of page 5, where the arrow is, we write the bias mayim binen kaven de lifamim nichnas bo hamayim. So it has to be something that water sometimes gets in. So if a person, say, would be underneath the water, and he would open up his mouth, so the water would gush in. So therefore, that's called an area that's beis hastarim, and that requires roi l'bias mayim. But we have to see, what about other areas in the body? Say, for example, the vaginal area. So if a woman is standing in a body of water, so the water doesn't just... the whole vaginal canal now does not become full with water. Right? That's not how it works. So, for Mela, maybe that's not even called beis hastarim. Maybe that's called makom balua. That's what someone would say based on the Tosfos HaRosh's interpretation, that it has to be something that if you would open up, sometimes the water could get in, but if the water can't get in there, so even though it's not so far deep, maybe that would be considered already makom balua, and then there would be no problem with the bagel inside, because Makom Balua doesn't even need Roy Lubias Mayim. So that's the Tosfos HaRosh's definition, that any place where the water sometimes can get to is called Beis HaStarim, where the water can't get to is called Makom Balua. Well, could. I mean, you could spritz water.
No, I'm saying it's Roy. He said it gives L'Fa'amim Nefesh. It's not L'Fa'amim Nefesh. It's after a certain point now, maybe, but the flow in the canal, I think, could.
I mean, water could get anywhere. I mean, but I mean.
I mean, it can't get in your lungs unless it's spritzing. I mean, it can't get, like, to a certain point in your body without, like.
I mean, when you drink, so the water's going to get down your, right? So we're not going to say that's... I think what it means is that if a person would stand in a body of water, so then, and it would be open, this area, then water would get there like your ears, right? So if you're standing under the water's going to get, you know, to a certain part into the ear. And that's not going to go... deep, but it's going to get there, so that's, So that's how the
ear is considered Beis HaStarim.
The ear is considered Beis HaStarim. Now, on page 6, in the Chidushi HaRashba, so he says a different definition. The second arrow, he says, Lefisha tzarach tvila kol gufo dvar Torah hiskinu d'loshon v'shinayim shepa'amim megulim yihu tzvichim ruim lovo b'mayim. So it's a different definition. You see, when you open your mouth, so you can see, I can see your tongue, I can see your teeth. So he says that Beis HaStarim, the reason why they require it to have a certain measure of Roy Lubias Mayim, sort of like a gzeira atu makom giloy. Just like you can see my hand, it's Megula. So too, you could see the parts of the body that you can never see. You never see them. Of course, you can take an instrument, and a doctor could see anything in your body. You can take an ultrasound, whatever. We're not talking about that. We're talking about in the normal realm of events. So things are never magula. So then there's no requirement of Roy Lubias Mayim. So Mamela. That would be something that so the vaginal canal, that's never magula, right? That not because of where it is, but stam, that's not you know, it doesn't open up that you could see inside. Your mouth is something that you open up and you it's megula. So he says. So that's the Rashba's interpretation. So Ura, I would think that based on both interpretations, that anything that is in the vaginal canal would not make the cut of Gin Beis HaStarim. Would only be a Makom Balua. This comes up a lot The more common shaila that I've gotten in the recent is the, if you look on page 41, the NuvaRing. You see a picture of it on page 41 in the Wikipedia. NuvaRing is the trade name, says the Wikipedia, for a combined hormonal contraceptive vaginal ring manufactured by Organon that is available by prescription. So it's a flexible plastic, you can see it right here, ring that releases a low dose of progesterone and estrogen over 3 weeks. So it's a contraceptive. So women leave it in. And they use that as a contraceptive. And every once in a while, there's a question of they forgot to take it out before the mikveh, or do they have to take it out before the mikveh, etc. So this is that same, question. So different things. Rav Tzinner has told me that he holds that they can even leave it in l'chatchila, maneuvering during tefillah. And I think everybody holds that way, etc. So, but this is part of that same discussion, because that's something that people keep in. And a lot of times when they take it out, they always have these questions of that they get blood on it, and then it's a whole question, is it damaka, is it not damaka? Because if you take it out too many, times, then, you get blood on the NuvaRing. So obviously it's easier if you could just leave it in there. I mean,
in that because they hold of Malcolm Balua, or because for other reasons?
Yeah, I think maybe they hold of Balua. Might be other reasons also, but let's start with that reason. Okay, so this is all fine. We have the Tosa Rush about the water coming in. We have the Rashba about sometimes Magula, and that would be enough Kamina, where the vaginal area, so that would explain very well that the mouth and the ears are based on starim and need royal be a smayim, in contrast to the vaginal area maybe is not. However, the problem with this all this very nice lumdus and Torah is that there is a Gemara that speaks about this. Now, that's always the problem. You have to deal with the Gemara. So, Bembeza Bembeza, in Nida, there's the following Gemara. And you would think, Mamish, this is a Gemara, made to order, that talks about this Shaila, maybe. So says the Gemara, Ibayim hu osu mokum shal isha balua havi obeis hastarim havi. Mamish, it's Ibayim the Gemara. Ah, it's made to order. Right? Is the osa makom, is the vaginal area, is that called basis storm, or is it called makom balua? Now, if you would ask me, lamay nafkimina, I would say fechatzitza. Right? That would be a very normal nafkimina. The Gemara is going to tell you a nafkimina that's wow. This is a very creative nafkimina. Lamay nafkimina kigon she Tochva lo chaverta kezayis nevela ba'oso mokum. That we know nevela is metame, a piece of meat, nevela that didn't have proper shkita. So nevela is unique because it's not only also to eat, it's also metame. As opposed to other things that you're not allowed to eat, like basa b'cholov, you can't eat it, but it's not metame. There's no tumas basa b'cholov, tumas nevela. So if a person would touch a nevela, they become tummy. So what if you take a piece of nevela, so a friend, I don't know what kind of friend this is, she took a piece of nevela and she stuck it inside this other woman's also mokum. Kesayis nevela, also mokum. Now the question is the woman mekabel tumo or not? I amrit balua have tumo balua lo matama. If it's mokum balua, so then it's not matami. The amrit beis hasdarim having heeded b'magalo matama b'masa mi matami. But if it's beis hasdarim, so maybe it's not matami b'maga, but when the fact that now the woman has a nevela inside of her, and now she walks, so she's carrying a nevela, which was mitame. So Abai Omar Balua Havi. Abai says, it's Mokum Balua, and you don't have to worry about it. Rava Omar, Beis Hastarim Havi. And Rava Paskins, it's Beis Hastarim, and if a woman has a nevela, but also Mokum, so it's Beis Hastarim, and it is mitame b'masa. Now, we know in Halacha, we paskin like Rava against Abai, except for Yal Kagam, except for six cases. So, and this is, Rav Shachner says, this is not one of the Yal Kagams. So, Memela, the Halacha should be like Rava. That's Beis Hasdarim. So, we get through saying this whole nice thing that with the Rosh and the Rashba and all these things, that it should follow, that it should be Mokum Balua. And now we're seeing that the pashtus in halacha should be that it's beis hasdarim. So the simple answer is, we'll see, I think one of the achronim says, that the fact that, I mean, it's very strange that the Gemara gave such a interesting nafkamina instead of giving something much more down to earth. So maybe the Gemara wasn't, maybe the halacha of Beis Hasdarim Balua for Tumma is a totally different thing. Maybe it's like a Gzeira Atu Mokum Goloi, and therefore when they thought that it's too far removed because of either it's never Magula, because the water doesn't get there, then Lekala Migzar, and therefore it would be irrelevant to the Sugya. So, in other words, chatzitza, because the Gemara didn't say chatzitza is a nafkamina, so maybe in Hilchas chatzitza, we say no. I mean, chatzitza could be another example. The Gemara doesn't have to give you all the nafkaminas, but that's a problem. You know, that is something has to be reckoned with before you go ahead and paskin that the osa mokum is mokum balua. You say, well, what about this machlokas abai v'rava on nida mambeis amambeis?
If you go with the Xavier approach, and it makes sense because they didn't want to take like the rabbanon. Like you said, if just Xavier the rabbanon, then it's mistaber why they didn't want to use it. If you all like the
right. In other words, if you say that.
If you want to say that this term is only good in Rabbanon,
right?
So you don't have to say that it's not shayach for the sugya. It could be shayach. You just didn't want the moral to bring it.
But the raisa didn't. Okay. Now the Noda Yehuda on page 8.
Page 8.
So he has a tshuva about uterine prolapse.
What is the reason for the difference?
So the Noda Yehuda on page 8. So he says Tamas ba'omek haprozdo imchotzeitz b'tvila. So he says, Alvar Haisha Asher Husam Tabas Shel Shava Toch Omek HaProzdor Lutzorach Refua. He says, Vadei Kari Makpid. He says, it's Makpid. So you don't want it there. Refua. We'll have to see more about it. But Refua, maybe that's Makpid, because a person who doesn't need Refua doesn't want it there. Sharehu Mislachlech Tomid Bimeni Dosso Tzrichu Lasiru Be'ez Shittifosek Betara lenakoso, right? All the discussions that we saw last time. That person has to take it away when they have to do hafsek tara, v'chein v'meileida. So, right, so the Chasam Sofer said, okay, v'meileida, that's not called makpid, you just want a passageway. But the Rebbe says, no, bottom line is you don't want it there. Don't give no chachmas. If you don't want it there a certain time, then that's called makpid even now. He says, why makiv gam habedika tamid b'zayin nekiyim? And maybe you won't be able to do a proper bedika during the zayin nekiyim. Tzrich lasir im kein havedover shemakpidin v'chotzitz. On the nafsha omru beisat storm tzorich lios royal bias mayim dafk beisat storm omru kein of mokom hanikra balua lo tzorich feel royal bias mayim. After Tosas feel the basis story boy min a Torah royal bias mayim, right? Maybe it's a doraisa. Because mokum b'had the balua lo boy a feel royal bias mayim lo nechelku. That's pashut that balua. So the question is this balua basis story? After milshun the mishtam mustabe bein tzarich raya amina lahavi raya sheri kosev a ritva per kama the kedushin shem rabosov shemash a basis story tzarich royal bias mayim hayinu b'drabanan ba'alma hol inyan tuma dino kigolot. In came balua shalom mikri goloi in shum tuma filu tumas masa in tzarech royal bias mayim. But masach is needed. Now he says the Nodi Hudi. You have to look in the Gemara we just did. Masach is needed. Daf mem beis amid beis pligi abay v'rava. Also mochav isha I balua hava o beis astarim. Ubevadai the hilchas akarava. Says the halachas like rava. The beis astarim hava. Hey posak aramam. Because we pass like rava. Perkala mitumas meis. He says, "Omnam adchan lo nechelku ela bebeis achitzon, aval baomek haroch arechem lemala bebeis achitzon ukuli alma balua hava." Right? Obviously, when it comes too far back, it's balua. In other words, everyone's going to agree. But even if you say also mokum is considered beis hastarim, but there's going to be a certain place in the also mokum that it's going to be balua. It's not. Every opening, there's one, even in the ear, you know, in the mouth. So when you get to the esophagus, chves, the trachea, is not going to be a royal, you know. Ayin shabbat betoises daf membeis, maitum abaluhi, ekhaz v'ramban, mashma sechaz mida. So he says, mashma sechaz nida daf membeis, meral v'ambeis, dehainu ad mokum sha shamash dosh. He says that's the area. In other words, when a couple is having relations, so the man's aver gets to a certain place inside the vaginal canal. So wherever the man's aver gets to, that's called beis hastarim. Anything further up is called makom balua. Because it's called beis hastarim because It's still, you know, it's something that's coming out, coming into it from the outside, is being nogeya in that area. Anything further, it's not. So that's what the Nodi Yehuda says. So therefore, you have to see what about this tabas? Does it go further than the mokum shashamish doshon or not? The man's aver will not get there. If it gets further to the mokum shashamish dosh, then it's going to be balua. As should mikri balua, veitzarach lebias mayim. Loch baslon bechatzitz, veitzarach lasir b'shas tefila. Aval, page 9. Im hubu mokum shashamash dosh, hein betchilas bia, hein besof bia, avi chatzitza. Kol zeh nirol ani azdaiti l'halocha. And l'maise tzarach sheyaschi mimi ru maloso v'gam chosno hagon v'azim hu l'mala m'mokum shashamash dosh, ani mitztarif imoim l'hatia litbol b'odat abas besocha. So he says, if we ascertain that it will get further up, then the mokum shashamash dosh, then he'll be Mako. But so it depends how far the so if anyway it'll get further up, so then he'll be willing to be Mako. So he just says, so all you have to do, if you could ascertain that it gets, that this tabas, which presumably might, be further up, then it'll be okay.
I see, in the next paragraph he says, but if you would hold like the risk that is terabona, then he could be made called the shofi. So, but our understanding is that, but even without the Rizpa, it's still only the Rabbanon, it's not talking about
Rubel,
meaning, even if you don't have Tzitzit, it's still only the Rabbanon if it's a Miyash.
Right.
So, why is he only being made for the Shofi if it's a Rizpa of the Rabbanon? But even
if it's a Rizpa of the Rabbanon,
should also be why the Gemara didn't want to say that, even with all this direct, the Gemara didn't want to take a crazy case of a woman who has 49% of her body with a chatzitza, she's not been this, and this is going to tip the scale.
Right.
I'm saying, are they putting different weights on these Dirabanans? That this Dirabanan are being made of Shofi, and this Dirabanan are more,
Right, maybe there was certain Dirabanans, right. The whole thing is the Rabbanan, as opposed to potentially it could be a Daraisa, but whereas maybe there's a difference between Miyot HaMakpid inside the body and Miyot HaMakpid and not outside the body, even though they're both the Rabbanan, because one could never, is like a...
Is it because it's a... Now, when you have the Rizpa, it's a trade the Rabbanan, is that the word? Or is it just that he's giving more weight to the Rabbanan?
I mean, maybe there's a difference between a drabbanan that's a soul drabbanan, that can never,
So which one is a soul drabbanan?
In other words, if you hold that Roy Labias Mayim is...
Is that a Das Yochid of the root for?
No, I mean, many seem to say like that. Okay, so one second. There's also a tshuva here on page 13 in the Ramami Panu. Shut Haramami Panu, Rabbanachem Azarya Mipanu, who's the Kabbalist, but from Italy, the Italian Kabbalist, who there's a question whether he had a beard or not. There's a whole discussion in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Maybe he didn't have a beard, and some say maybe that's a forgery, that Tshuva, because it doesn't work good, that a Kabbalist shouldn't have a beard. So it's a whole din. Did the Ramami Panu have a beard or not? Or did he have a partial beard? Or okay, for those that are interested in that topic, could look into it. But he has a tshuva here. I mean, the Ramami Panu is a big mekubal and is a big paisik. I mean, he's quoted in the Shach and the Magen Avraham. A lot of So he says, "Och alto liflo fiyovish b'tocha chotim, ma'oshi yachzos b'tfila." Right. In other words, you have stuff in your nose. You have to clean out your nose when you go to the mikveh. If it's dried mucus. So he says, "Achal b'chatzisus solonid notoyu l'malachi asharis." So he says this far that Roy Labias Mayim is something that's Magula. So he says it depends. Part of your nose that you could see, like when someone looks at you, they could see the beginning of the opening. So maybe that part you have to clean out, but the part that's further in, that could be considered balua. So he has this concept of what the Rashba said. that if it's kol makom she'ein darkoli galos la'olam afil roi lo be'inan. So then you don't even need roi lo be'is mayim.
So you're saying you don't have to blow your nose before?
Meaning, so it depends. The stuff that's on the very out, that you should clean. And the stuff further in. And in the Sefer Amud Eish here, as well, on page 14, he quotes the Rambam Mipanu. The Bishut Kinesofrim from the Shlomo Kuga Kotel Machkos Bishut Harama. The Had the base of storm be in a royal be as mayim hein hechesh is galal lefomim. Hechesh lo is galal olam lo be in a royal be as mayim. Because if you're nela mimeno shas the need, so the Shlomo Kluger thinks not that way. He's the Kina Sofrim. Needed of some of the Tzvichel Adich Mayim Bebeis HaKimotim Bebeis HaStorim Ein Shamu. So I guess those places he's assuming are not Niskala Lefamim. Okay. Maybe they are. Okay. Okay, now what I want to show you now.
What's
yeah. One second. And see, this is a famous tshuva that all the poskim were being done on. If you look in, there's a tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Page 18, where he also was being done. He says, so look in Rabbi Akiva Eiger on page 18. Al das asher nishal umaloso beisha shenechlasha ha'em shala. The uterus is a problem. Tzricha l'chli ogol beveis harechem. The same question about this tabas. Farovim omim she sakana lo leilech af psia achas b'li ha'kli. That's a sakana even to walk one step without the kli. You have a chatzitza betvila. So he has a whole discussion about this. So he writes on page 20, that the person who was asking the question said, maybe this is called malua. So, because if you did the haravanal, the lini tefila also mokam itzorchli as roi lebius mayim came in the efshar she kansu mayim lesocha lo tzuchor rachmanus. Right, the same svara. Nearly the age, this story right there is called Takanulasas Kach, Yosa be Mikvet, Lacher Chasadim, be Mikvet, Tassim, also be Reis Harechem, I'll play close to Harechem. Okay. Okay.
So that's the question. So he quotes from that oil, who said that. And then he quotes at the end, and the Behuda didn't like. Okay, but that's the, so here's this whole discussion here. So if you take a look, I want you to take a look, in the Gulas Ilias, on page 29. That's a classical sefer in Mikvos, from the Sechta Mikvos, the Gulos Ilius. Page 29. He said, "Din hani noshi nosei habegel." You see it? Hani noshi nosei habegel. The women who have the bagel inside of them. B'soch harechem la'akei v'sashvira shala. Farfel, that's uterine prolapse. Omar b'no de Behuda. Shuvas Rabbi Kiveger. B'no de Behuda hechmer b'zeh. Shatsvich ha'atzir b'yis ha'tfila. Shaya tabas l'malam mokum shasham ishtosh. B'no de Behuda says, you can only be mekel if it's l'malam and mokum shasham ishtosh. If not, you can't be mekel. Go Rabbi Kiveger, he kibbles every day that makes a kona l'asirom, right? That's Rabbi Kiveger says. That we're talking about anything that's a sakana to be meisir, that's not called makpid. That's he says in the beginning of the tshuva there. The nechashav kimi chain of makpid. But he says, "Hani noshi didan, rov noshi hatabas elam sakana klal asira." Some women maybe yes, like in the tshuva we saw Rabbi Kiveger, but some women not. So if it's not a sakana, then you don't have the heter of Rabbi Kiveger. So the Gulias Ilya says, "V'nira l'dayti she'ain lo b'lachmer b'zeklal." V'nira iker toch beis ever lo bein a klal roy lo beis ma'im ney dolo tzrichu roy rakecha shiocha lo v'oshamayim. In other words, he's the one. The Gulias Ilya is saying that no, like we started off with, that you have to use the svar of the Tosas Harosh. That if the water doesn't gush in there, that's not even called roy lo beis ma'im. Who's first? Hasholim b'Nod Yehuda. Nod Yehuda didn't like it, but the Shoyal thought that the choose Rabbi Kiveger. Vadini Mom. He says, in other words, all the people that were asking Rabbi Kiveger and these Rabbanim thought like this, and the Nod Yehuda rejected it. Why? Because he says it's against the Gemara. It's a machlok is a bai v'rava, and we passing like Rava. Usually, neither Kesavdi Chochol Zeh Man the Nechu a bai v'rava. So he asks here, why did they give such a convoluted nafkamina of Tolchev, Nevela, Bebeis, and they didn't give the Chatzitza nafkamina? So he wants to say that. That because that Gemara was not relevant. Lagabi Chatzitza, everyone agrees that it's not a Chatzitza, you don't need royal Abiyas Mayim, and therefore they didn't give that Nafkamina, because Linya Chatzitza, if it's not Pa'amim Magulo, if it's not the water never gets there, so they whatever goes there, so that wasn't a Nafkamina. That would work according to either opinion. Because this discussion is only Lagabi Tumma. Is it considered Mokum Balua for Tumma or not? So he's the one who says it out. That not a problem whatsoever. Okay. The Noda Behuda, and that's what he writes. And then he writes at the end on page 30, Al Kema Daiti Ein Lahachmir B'Zek Klal. You don't have to worry about it at all. And then we should look in the tshuva, the Rav Yitzchak Kochanan. Yesterday was the yahrzeit of Rav Yitzchak Kochanan, the Chagas Micha, the yahrzeit. I always like to say that most people go through this whole yeshiva system, don't know one piece of Torah from Rav Yitzchak Kochanan. So I try to
sack in that.
Yeah, in my regular shiur, we say a lot from Rav Yitzchak Kochanan, and so on page 32 is the Sefer Zikaron of Rav Huttner. So the Sefer Zikaron of Rav Huttner put up on Machon Yerushalayim. They printed things from different people, only from Rav Huttner and his people from before. Like most Sefer Zikaron's contemporary people, right? In the Sefer Zikaron of Rav Huttner, it's only Rav Huttner's things and people from before Rav Huttner. So they have things from Rav Yitzchak Kochanan. So he has a tshuva about Be'inyan B'din Tabas Berechem, our good old Tabas Berechem Shaila. This was, you know, it's so interesting to see what was the hot item of that, you know, that was the hot item of the generation, you know, the women having the bagels inside, and what were they called?
1889.
That was what they were pilpulling in 1889. You know, today that's not the hot item of the, necessarily of this generation. But okay, but it's still relevant. Still relevant. In other words, this person is writing to Rav Yitzchak Kochanan. So this person who is writing to Rav Yitzchak Kochanan thought that we don't have to be machmir for the no to be Yehuda. So he wants Rav Yitzchak Kochanan's opinion. So Rav Yitzchak Kochanan says in the second paragraph, the third line, "Nikasha nachli yoshev chutzlars lishof avir hazach." He says, "I'm on vacation now. I need some fresh air." Lishof avir hazach, the eli shum sefer. He says, "I don't have any sefer with me." Okay, kasha alai hatshuva. But he says, "Achbemet yesh lismach al divrei achronim shekasu lahakel b'zeh." But I think he can be made to. He says, you know, the Zichron Yosef is something, even though it's against the Moshe saying it's only Zman Ruba, if it can't potentially come now.
So Moshe, I mean, so he says, this far as, and Zichron Yosef is a
Kula,
meaning not like
Ramosha. Yeah, he says. Ain't safe a Zichron Yosef Tachas Yadim, but I don't really have a Zichron Yosef here. He says the Pitzchi Tshuva quotes it. Avafim yeah, he's a suffix. Machdina mechamokim yeshlo hakdol mishem suffix to Rabban Lakula. He's a suffix to Rabbanon. Chaim demiut hamakbir in Iraq to Rabbanon. Alkein venolat suffix vazeh dina ol hakdol. So basically,
it's based on Sdorim, that's where the B.S. Fine is in the Rabbanan, right? According to Ritvo and others.
Right. So he thinks that, you know, you leave it there, you don't take it for, you know, Zman Ruba. So therefore, we could. You could be Mako.
But he says,
I mean, maybe he means, you know, the svar that he said before. I mean, maybe It's hard to know, but I mean,
he's saying he's making something like the Achronim are making all of this. Maybe yeah. Not another Yehuda.
Right. So Rabbi Kiveger, maybe it's a Sakano, or it's a Zman Meruba, or I don't know what he means. This other Svara of that the water doesn't get there. So, Mekitzer, that's the story. So, again, so the shaylos I've gotten are basically, once in a while, you know, people face, they left a moch inside, or so, you know, they have, or, you know, the shaylos of a diaphragm inside, the shaylos of, the most common shaila I've gotten is the nuvaring inside. That, like most people, you know, take it out, so the person who, and then they forgot to take it out. So I'm making because so I told you, Rav Sinahos, you could even leave it in the body of
Chathila. Because of the palua?
So I think that's one of the svaras.
Because if it's below, then everyone says it's okay. Even
right. Right. The question is, no. But there's a difference of, you know, the Buddha's Balua is a different definition of Balua than the,
in other words, after
the Shoyalim and the Noda Buddha says also the Balua, but not, those, they both agree. The Shoyalim and the Noda Buddha also held it was Balua, but he held it was Balua even if it's lower down.
Yeah, there's a separate
shadow.
Where is
Balua based on the on the Shamash Dosh, that's the Noda Behuda, so that's very machmir, because that's saying that if it less is going to be further up. The other svar is that since the water doesn't get there, or it's never Magula, that even if it's...
How do we know how far water gets there?
I don't know. If a woman stands in the water... So
I would assume eventually, if she stands in the water for now, eventually water is going
to...
I don't know.
What does
it say she's supposed to...
You're a doctor, you're a potential doctor. I don't think she, I could be wrong, but I just don't think that she just filled, in other words, if you open your mouth, you're going to fill up with water.
Not going to fill up all the way, but some level, you don't think water's going to get there to flow?
I don't know if it'll get, maybe in the very opening, but I don't know if it goes, there was a whole vaginal canal I don't think fills up with water. If a woman will stand in the mikveh for an hour.
Yeah, but let's say it's not a nutrition. Let's say a tampon or a that's much lower.
Right.
Would we say the same thing? What would we say in such a
situation? Well, then you have Ramosha's cooler, which I'm not talking about today, because that if it's not Dovok, it's more.
Okay, without that. I'm talking about what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, so then there's what to rely on the Gula Silius. You know, that it's not the Gula, the water doesn't get there.
And you'd be made go even for, let's say, a 10-footer.
It could be if she's mom's standing at the mikveh again.
No, she came home.
But she came home and this...
I mean, or do you say that maybe it would just get saturated with water and it wouldn't be a chesed
of the chal? Yeah, basically. Yeah, okay, that's another svara.
But you'd be make on those cases?
Those cases are usually going to be... Maybe make go on, and I told you, Ravayir of Tzidah Hol Lachatchila, she could keep the nuvaring inside, to take it out, and it avoids problems because usually when people take out nuvarings, there's always a shy of all this blood on the nuvaring, and I once had a dealing. Rabbi Willock dealt with it. He called up a doctor. The doctor thought that when they're pulling it out, that's you know, it gets eaten from the vaginal wall, so it's really a maka. But you don't have to want after. Mess around.
Isn't there a din as to the stance of the woman during tefillah?
Yes.
So that could shed light on this whole question. You shouldn't stand perfectly straight up.
Right. I don't think it's going to make a difference if she's standing, regardless of how much water is going to get inside. Okay. I mean, you could ask someone who's more knowledgeable in this, but I just don't think that it's going to fill up with water. But then there are other svaras too that we make. Or if you don't want to use the Rosh, then yeah, you can use the Rosh, but that's never Megula, right? The Rambam Mipanus svara. Okay, so those that came late, we said a couple of things here today that we said that we're going to have Shia this week, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Bezer Hashem, to this week, next week, whatever, to expedite the again. This, I don't want to, you know, we have to cover, but I don't want to just. I can do two packets, but I'm not here to try to rush 100 pieces of information down your throat and you'll know nothing. So. So this is my so it'll be good. Bez Hashem.
Is this the end of the month?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll take it. We'll take it 1 week at a time, and b'siyata d'shmaya, and it's good. Bez Hashem. So this is an interesting topic. There's more to say, but we did a tshuva from Rav Yitzchok Chochanan from the day after his Yortzeit. So.
Please don't get. I want to make.